Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon, American Fork High School. This is Travis Monison from Ashland, Oregon. We are here together at Dixie State University. It's Halloween, and my caption this afternoon is Music Performance Individual. Look forward to seeing your program for the first time, and I'll be back when you're ready to go. Okay, nice ostinato starting in the
please welcome the American
in the front ensemble establishing the mood.
American Fork High School show features the following musical selections: City in the Sky by Satoshi Yagasawa, Imitation Game by Alexander Desplat, This Is Birth from How to Train Your Dragon by John Powell, and Spiritual Friends by Wataru Hokeyama. Fans of America is proud to present, in preliminary performance, drum majors Kara Cannon, Mackenzie Rugg, Eric Freitas, and Emily Rogers, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
All right, here we go. Nice control to permutation through the four mallets on the marimba. Trombone side two. Yeah, good clarity to the trombone one voice through the triplet motif. 16th note motif. And good consistent horizontal sound at the hold. Nicely done, trombones. Yeah, a little bit of discrepancy in rhythmic interpretation from player to player. Yeah, nice job with the agogic stretch at the end of the phrase. Yeah, prior to that, though, with the lower body, quite a discrepancy in quality of sound. Nice snares. Nice touch to the diminuendo snare drums. Good for you. Yeah, nice control of the chordal harmonies in the front as well. Eighth note motif. Yeah, nice crescendo. Good pitch setter. Good intonation. Yeah, clarity getting there, middle horns. Yeah, the clarity is close, middle horns. Just the articulation through the slur. Not quite where it needs to be. Nice note length in the trumpet. Good uniformity to the style. One person slightly over-exaggerating the front edge of the note. Just make sure that the left edges of the note is equally phrased from player to player. Register your instrument. Good job. Nice phrasing. Great clarity. Outstanding focus. Good. Nice job to the end of the phrase from the tenor saxophone. Good control of the triplet motif. Jeez. So if I can get out here and sample the flutes, side one. Yeah, nice vibrato on the piccolo. Good job to the end of the phrase. Nice detail to the release point and pods now. Hey, careful, make sure we take a nice relaxed replacement breath. Yeah, good, nice detail to the long tone. Appreciate the fact that the woodwinds are in different poses and the simultaneous responsibilities of the flutter step into this form. Good, nice growth and crescendo and punctuation at the end of the phrase, uniform note length as well as good intonation. Yeah, nice establishment of pulse and the triplets in the back field percussion. Yeah, nice growth through the long tone there as well. Mellophones, and again, nice release of the punctuation. Careful trumpets with the attack. Make sure we're set and breathe together. much better trumpets grow through trip, but make sure that we're vertically aligned to the end of the phrase. Don't overexpress here. Watch your tone at the upper dynamic level. Oh, nice job with the decay of the note. Again, nice job with the decay. And then, yeah, just be clear as to whether or not I'm going to breathe before that last half note. But, wow, outstanding efforts through the decay of the note. Just really, really good definition. Good for you. Oh, careful, trombones. Make sure we set, breathe, and play. Get a nice, nice attack. Yeah, sousaphones. We're out here on side one. Nice resonant through. What are we in, like, the low A-flat range? Nice job with a leap of the fifth. Careful, make sure we define the release points. Yeah, good job laying down the foundation of the 5-1, the harmonic shift, tubas. See if I can get over here, sample the little reeds. Yeah, nice job with the second position, forced arch and step out. And yep, students handle the musical and visual responsibilities very well. Good for you. Quads, careful with the roll. Nice. Much better with the crosses and the scrapes, quads. You just be careful with that opening roll figure. Careful not to rush the hands to the triplet roll. Yeah, bass drum's nice. Sequential's working well. Careful with the accents and the punctuation at the end of the phrase here, quads. Yeah, careful not to rush right up front here, snares. Overall, very nice job in that moment. Some really great exposures for you. Some really great clarity much of the time. Just a couple little fuzzy moments through the technical demand. Yeah, nice job of the chromatic triplets here, altos on the move. Yeah, bass clarinet's way to set up that quarter note ascending line on the move. Step size small, about an 8-5 or 9-5. Oh, now you're bigger, backing up. Yeah, good clarity, tenor saxes. Make sure we've got a uniform tone quality, though, as well as balance and blend. Just a little bit, one or two players just slightly overplaying there, especially at the upper dynamic. Yeah, good commitment to the forte piano bass clarinet. Well done. Good for you through the visual responsibilities. Yeah, step size small, the rate of foot speed about 160. Trumpets are handling it fairly well. Starting to bend out a little bit at the end of the phrase. Nice release point. Yeah, trumpet. Good, nice depth and sonority of the sound too down here, guys. Good. A nice tuning of the octave. Nice job. Good for you. Yeah, American Fork.
The American Fork.
Yeah, excellent job with the end of the phrase of really adjusting intonation and just inhaling the sonority as an individual. That's just really outstanding. I really want to congratulate you on those efforts. Also, just the opportunities that we've got. Percussion had some moments tonight where some of the lower demand moments were not quite as clear, I think, as we could have hoped for. But there's some really nice things happening, especially in the brass section and as well as with the simultaneous responsibilities throughout the show. Continue to work to refine to make sure that we own each and every moment and that we've got the...
complete mastery of all those moments. There's still some room for improvement out there. I want to wish you guys the best of luck, and happy Halloween.